CBS Eye on the World with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor, and we go to the news from London. Life in London in wartime, in a not severe winter, with anxiety in all directions across the European plain, and a teacher strike. Teacher strike will see 85% of schools facing closure, I read on the front page of the Tory Telegraph. More than 100,000 members of the National Education Union expected to go on strike in England and Wales on Wednesday. This strike follows strikes in the transportation business, in the National Health Service, in visiting nurses and ambulance drivers. Joe, I've lost count of the strikes and of the scale of the strikes. Is London numb to this, or is it still seen as a major threat to either growth or to family life?
Well, I imagine that a lot of people's attitude to the teachers' strike will be surprised at the realization that the teachers weren't already on strike, because everyone else seems to be these days. And this is becoming a real problem. I mean, the teachers' strike is particularly awful in its own way, because they're still coping with the terrible amount of learning loss that school children suffered during the pandemic, when schools were closed for a period here, although certainly not for as long as they were in the U.S., and so many pupils fell behind in the era of remote learning. So this one hits hard, and it's also going to be very difficult for parents who had finally started breathing easier that the schools would be available so that the parents wouldn't face that kind of knock on pressure in terms of their responsibility to supervise the children at home and the impact on the parents' working arrangements. But I think that the key point here is just that it feels as if the wheels are falling off of British society and the economy right now, because labor relations between the government and all of these unions have become so bad. If it's not the teachers, it's the ambulance drivers. And if it's not the ambulance drivers, it's the train drivers. And if it's not the train drivers, it's the nurses. And all of this weighs significantly on people's day-to-day lives. And yet it's hard to see what the solution is, because people's taxes already are going up, and they understand that the government might not necessarily have money to increase the pay offer for a lot of these unions.
Yes, it could have been worse is inadequate, because the next headline is more comprehensive. IMF forecasts UK recession despite other leading economies growing. Britain is the only leading economy likely to slide into recession this year, according to the IMF, predicting that UK household spending would falter under the weight of high energy prices, rising mortgage costs, and increased taxes. It's difficult to imagine a worse first paragraph than that one, Joe. The gloom is predicted. Has it already settled on London?
I think that there is a great amount of distress about the economy and an increasing sense of gloom about its prospects. And that IMF report is so significant because part of the excuse from the government, from Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, had been that Britain was being knocked around by the same economic forces that were affecting other countries in the world. And in fact, last time the IMF did one of these forecasting exercises in October last year, Britain was expected to grow a little bit, and it was Italy and Germany that were expected to have the recessions. So I think that part of the political dynamic here is it is becoming increasingly clear that the UK is an outlier on the downside here, and it is becoming harder and harder to separate that out from the consequences of the Tory party's own economic policies. I mean, the sorts of things that the IMF points to are fiscal policies, by which presumably the IMF means the tax hikes that Sunak and Hunt rolled out last November. The Tories have been terrible on energy policy, which is one reason that energy prices are so high. They've been very resistant to domestic gas production. Just this whole host of policies that the government has implemented over the past 12, 13 years of Tory party administration that are not creating growth in the economy that increasingly are creating the sense that the economy is falling apart. And now, because of the strikes, the economy isn't even working, literally or figuratively, on an increasing number of days every month.
I read regularly that Rishi Sunak works very hard. He's a gifted student. He was a phenomenon in the Tory party, moving to the Yorkshire constituency that was held by William Hague a long time, I think. And then, of course, now he's PM. So I'm sympathetic when he puts his shoulder to the work that needs to be done. But I read this from the Prime Minister's official spokesman. We know that there will be significant disruption of these strikes, given the scale of the strike action that is taking place tomorrow. And that will be very difficult for the public trying to go about their daily lives. We're upfront that this will disrupt people's lives, and that's why we think negotiations rather than picket lines are the right approach. The reason I read that, Joe, is because it feels as if, from this distance, that the Prime Minister is either overwhelmed or not up to the task of the Prime Ministership in a crisis. How is he regarded by the news? Is he seen wanting? This is a job that anybody would struggle with.
There is an increasing sense that he's struggling. I mean, things like the Nadeem Zahawi scandal, the chairman of the Conservative Party, who's just had to resign due to a scandal allegedly involving his personal tax matters. Kind of the difficulty with the strikes, the fact that the government can't really cope with the National Health Service, which is in the middle of its worst winter crisis in recent memory. All of it is just contributing to the sense of a party and a prime minister in an advanced state of exhaustion. And it does kind of give the impression that he isn't really up to the job and doesn't know how to reset.
He inherited the job from a series of events that are impossible to encapsulate. Impossible. Absolutely. We had several prime ministers. We had lots of anxiety and finger pointing. But right now, these facts, the worst economy performing in Europe, according to the London Telegraph, is Great Britain. The strikes are in train. And as far as we can tell at this point, the Tories will not stand for re-election until 2025, where the polls indicate that the Labour will advance to the majority. That's what they say right now. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board, he's in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.